Have you ever been proud about a choice only to regret it later? Hello, my name is Stephen Jackson, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Skaneateles, and today's Mars Hill pastor for the day. Whether we choose to acknowledge it or not, each of us wrestles with the unsettling truth that any of our tomorrows threaten to scrutinize our choices today. In fact, most of us can easily recall business ventures turned sour, beloved institutions embroiled in scandal, failed political campaigns, deafening social movements, naive cultural challenges, silly fashion trends, and the scars of ill-advised acquaintances. Fortunately, most of our embarrassments fade with the bumper stickers, our disappointments discarded with yesterday's newspapers, and our follies locked safely in the attic with our questionable wardrobe selections. Nevertheless, it seems the world never does quite come to its senses. There's always another get-rich-quick scheme, another fashion show, another chanting mob teaming after somebody with a bullhorn as unintelligible as an airport's PA system. But a critical question remains. If we, by our own admission, are susceptible to poor judgment and bad decisions, how can we determine with confidence what choices are best? Let's consider some common characteristics. First, bad ideas generally lack a discernible authority. Who makes the ultimate determination of value and accountability? Everyone? No one? Yourself? Second, bad decisions often lack a clear understanding of success or loss. You might hear terms like limitless potential, which is just an optimistic way of saying, we have no idea where this ends up. Third, bad ideas can be ambiguous about what kinds of gains to expect, saying things like, a better tomorrow. Ask, what gets better? And for how long? Fourth, bad ideas often underappreciate or completely ignore the cost. Ask, what must I surrender? When do I know that I am fully invested? Are there endless demands? Finally, bad ideas often refer to their presumed results or their deviation from the norm as their justification. Ask, how can I know this is right? Will it be subject to change tomorrow? Is it consistent with the human experience? Our modern moral and cultural revolutions fail these tests over and over again. However, there is hope. There is a way, a truth, and a life that exceeds each of these tests to our own sakes. It is the way to God through the truth of Jesus Christ and the life He offers to us. Notice that first, the clear authority is God. Every person, believer or not, will stand before Him. At that time, will it be His verdict or man's verdict that will judge our actions and determine the fate of a person? Jesus said in Matthew 10, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Rather, fear him that is able to destroy both soul and body beyond death." You see, our soul may be out of reach of man after death, but not beyond the judgment of God. He, not we, is the final authority in all things. We should order our lives by His word to us. Second, there is guaranteed gain and no potential for loss. Jesus said in John 10, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Third, the kind of gain is specific. In John 14, Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." The life Christ offers to us is not ambiguous, but specific. An eternal home in God's residence in Christ's personal company. Fourth, the cost is specific, complete, and final. In John 3, Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The cost isn't paid by you, but by Christ. Any change to a Christian's lifestyle isn't a cost, but evidence that we believe Christ's teachings to the extent that it influences our everyday decisions. Lastly, the Christian understands that God, as the Creator, is the author of right and wrong. In Matthew 19, Jesus said, "There is none good but God." God is the objective standard of what is right. There is an answer to our critical question, after all. Though humanity is fickle, God is perfect, and His word is unchanging truth. Though we are unworthy, Christ has paid our debt. Though we cannot peer into heaven, God has revealed His Son to us. What will be your choice today? This has been Pastor Stephen Jackson of the First Baptist Church of Skaneateles, today's Mars Hill pastor for the day, wishing you well, and God bless.